We have a new poll of shift workers and found that the happiest hourly job you can have is working at a weed or vape store. 92% of weed and vape store employees feel good or amazing about
well, of course
their
they
job
do.
Because they're all loaded.
Yeah.
The national average all hourly jobs was 78%. So a lot of very high job satisfaction for all hours. I got the top five. People who work in gyms, 89% are satisfied with what they're doing. Dentist offices, this surprised me. Dentist offices got in at 90%. People are happy working there.
Well, you wouldn't be there if you didn't cotton to it in some respects.
Yeah. Number three, cafes and coffee shops, 90% like to be there. And then the other 10% is loafing, I guess. Number two is catering. 91% of caterers really like what they're doing, job satisfaction. And number one is weed or vape stores at 92%. Hourly employees at community centers, sit-down restaurants, and gun shops also ranked high in job satisfaction.
Hmm.
Well, I don't get paid by the hour. I haven't been paid by the hour for a long time, several decades. But I'm pretty satisfied with my job. How about you, Ted? You're pretty high on the old job satisfaction.
Well, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
We'd be somewhere else.
Mayor Brandon Johnson's pronouncement comes as Border Czar Tom Homan warns of a 500% increase in assaults against ICE agents in Chicago. Johnson has spoken out against ICE agents operating in his city before, which he has described as terrorism. He has also said Chicago residents should rise up against ICE. An estimated 51,000 illegal immigrants have settled in Chicago since August 2022. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
President Trump is ratcheting up criticism of Russia's leader as the U.S. increases military aid to Ukraine.
The Trump administration resumed shipping munitions to Ukraine this week following a temporary pause of air defense weapons.
And I will say the Ukrainians were brave, but we gave them the best equipment ever made.
President Trump also offering his harshest assessment yet of Russian President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of throwing around BS.
He's very nice all the time, but it turns out to be meaningless.
Last week, Russia launched its largest barrage of drones and missiles into Ukrainian cities since the start of the war, an attack that occurred just hours after a phone call between Putin and President Trump. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny skies, hot and humid today, a high of 93, but when you factor in the humidity, it'll feel like the upper 90s, southeast winds 5 to 15. Clear and 72 tonight, more sun and heat on Thursday, high 96 will feel like 100 to 105. Small chance of storms on Thursday night, better chance of storms on Friday evening, and those could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12, I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now partly cloudy, calm, no wind, 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. On this date, 28 years ago, 1997, Mike Tyson was banned from the boxing ring and fined $3 million for biting Evander Holyfield's ear. That's not fair. All right, Stephen Ted Listener has offered a correction on the location of a Wichita attraction. Here's June.
Sorry, guys, to contradict you, but the Westport was east of town west. I have a picture of it. It was where the print company is. And in the background, I can see the excavations for town west because it wasn't built yet. Go to cinematreasures.org and type in Westport Drive-In, and you can get that aerial photo that shows the Westport and the dirt work for Town West and the beginnings of 235. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
It's not a huge geographic deal, but I realized after we were off the air yesterday, wait a minute, when I went to the Westport Drive-In as a kid, we would go in off West Street.
Did you go right in there off of?
Yeah. Off West, mm-hmm. And it's still, you know, about four blocks to the east of where where Town West is now. So thanks. Thanks, June.
Yeah.
Also got on Facebook a message from former County Sedgwick County Commissioner Tom Winters says he was listening to the Steve and Ted show this morning. Thank you, and Ryan Beatty, for the kind words. I know it's pricey to live here. He's in Overland Park. But we are enjoying being close to our son and his family. I enjoyed your show. Obviously, he was listening one on the app, right, Ted?
Yeah.
And we want to talk about that for just a little bit this morning. How do you get that? One of the things we'd like to promote a little bit is getting some phone calls in, like June, coming to the show, you know, helping us out. If we do a poll or something, anything you want to add or to the show, you can just pick up your cell phone and give us a call. But you have to have the app. And Jad, give us a quick run through on how you do that. If somebody's out there, they don't know how to do that.
That's pretty easy. You just you download the app. You go to your Apple Play Store or the Google Play Store or the Apple iPhone Store, whatever they call it on Apple things.
Right.
And you download the Odyssey app. Just search for it and be right there. Download it. Once you get it, if you're like typing in KNSS to listen live to KNSS, and if you're doing so, right there on the screen will be a little microphone. You tap it. You leave a message with us, and I'll get that message. And, yeah, June did it earlier, and anyone can.
Yeah. I'd like to put you on the air if it's something that's decent or worthwhile. There you go. The Odyssey app. Eh? Listen, I'll share a couple of thoughts on this Texas flooding, if I may. Jump in, Ted, because you and I have covered weather before. I'm just looking at this thing, and apparently, from what I just heard on Fox, apparently the canyon, wherever that is on the Guadalupe, it has flooded before.
It's flooded before, yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot going, a lot of people playing politics, I think, with this and saying, well, you should have done this, should have done that. I think we have a culture where if anything goes wrong, we automatically say, who's to blame?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way
did that?
Things work now.
Why did they do something wrong? And I'm not talking one side or the other. It's what we do. Sometimes in my life, in my experience, there is no one to blame. Now, these kids, I guess, were asleep. Maybe they didn't have cell phones. Maybe they didn't have no sirens. No way to know. Now, some of them, I understand, there was a watch going, and some of the kids got out and went to higher ground. But if you saw any of
the most
footage,
part, it happened so fast.
Yeah, it was rain just came down in sheets, and all of a sudden, here comes this huge wave down through this canyon type setting, and you could see there's video I saw this morning of an entire house floating down the river. So I'm just saying that sometimes we call them acts of nature or acts of God in journalism. Sometimes there's just nobody to blame. It's just something that happens. So